text
what the
in.
Hell? Just screw this whole broadcast.
713-572-4610 to A.J. Hinch for continuing to send Luke Gregerson out to the mound. Here's my quick take on that. These guys, Luke Gregerson, James Hoyt, I don't know about Raymond Goodwin, but these kind of relievers, what they're pitching for in the next 5 to 6 weeks is, are you going to be on the postseason roster?
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the postseason roster, especially if they make another move or two with the waiver trade deadline?
Yep. To Jeff Luhnow for still not signing Verlander. It's been over a week. He's been available. That is true. By the way, I want to revise my Verlander take from yesterday. You caught me in the middle of trying to fix a computer issue, and I was way more tepid on whether or not I wanted Verlander.
You're more
intrigued.
Of course
I want Verlander. Yeah, I don't know. You should have called me out. You should have called me a hypocrite for basically going against everything I had said beforehand. So I apologize to everybody for that nonsense.
Two porta potties.
To 6'10 for being anti-Savage. Savage gets treated like Trump does on CNN. Are we anti-Savage?
Are we anti-Savage? I don't think we're anti-Savage.
I don't think anybody's looking at Savage as a long-term solution.
I mean, think about this. If Tom Savage was actually good this season,
yeah,
that would only be a good thing for the Texans franchise.
Yeah.
Because then you can get picks
for him. Oh, it'd
be
beautiful. I want Tom Savage to do well. I'm excited about it. The guy with the most upside at this moment is Deshaun Watson. And
no
I guess
question.
That's probably why. So let's be positive about it. Let's say I'm more long-term pro Deshaun Watson than I am anti-Tom Savage.
To the company giving you a bonus and then saying, I made a mistake, and they take it back.
Oh, depending on how big the bonus is, I feel like the company's just got to bite the bullet on that one.
Yeah, that's kind of that's a scenario right
yeah.
there.
To the people who are full of hate. Okay, now are you somebody that really doesn't want people to be full of hate, or do you hate the people that disagree with you? I hate those haters that I hate everything. I feel like this person genuinely wants love.
I think so, too.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you, person.
Thankfully, with the porta potty situation, by the way, we are in a different location today at the Greenbrier. We're brought to you by Miller Lite. We actually have access to a real restroom, which I am very, very thankful for. That's like the reverse of a screw 'em. To the Knicks for not letting the Rockets be great.
To the buyer of our house for making up some BS to get out of their contract, of the purchase contract. That's a tough one. Is it BS, though? Take a good hard look at yourself. Is it BS?
A good hard look. To Seth trying to fix computer issues.
Yeah, I apologize. I almost botched the whole Verlander trade. I almost screwed up the whole Astros future because I was trying to work on a computer issue. You know who else has computer issues? Jeff Luhnow. He and I are simpatico.
In that way.
You can't. Okay.
His password usage was
Can I go back on you 2-3 years ago?
Yes.
I defended him.
Yes.
I'm like, this guy's an IT expert.
Yes.
There's no way he would have a password that's easy to figure out. And yet that's all it was.
Of all people.
It was a password that was, he ignored all the advice about how to pick a password.
Yes. To the traffic on 45 this morning.
To Doug Martin for having no problem skating around on socks but pulling a hamstring after 3 plays last season. Was he? We must have missed something on Hard Knocks.
Doug Martin.
Was he skating around on socks?
Doug Martin has one of the weirdest NFL careers in recent memory in that he was really good as a rookie, complete fall off, good his third year, and then bad again.
Right.
It's just there's no
without
consistency
without any real
there.
Hint of off-field issues or anything, right?
Well, no, there have been some off-field issues.
You're right. That was idiotic by me. To people who join you on a beach vacation and hate the beach and then complain all day at the beach. Oof. The worst is, I'm guessing that's from Mike in Ohio. I wonder if he's with somebody that doesn't like going in the water on the beach, because then it's just hot. And like, if you're not going to go in the water at the beach because you're scared of sharks, then get the hell off the beach. Go play putt-putt.
I have a take on beaches. I think going to the beach is like a sort of quietly complicated endeavor, in that you have to think about change of clothes, eating, all these different things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not to sound like an elitist, but the times I enjoy the beach most is like tropical island, like all-inclusive resort, so you can go back and forth. You don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to like drive somewhere, pack a bunch of things, go in and out, go to those changing rooms.
That doesn't sound elitist at all.
But I put it out there. I put it out there. I admit I put it out
no
there.
No offense, but.
with
all due respect, to Landry telling me to screw him in the screw him segment.
To Landry for attending Texas Tech, but being a Texas fanboy, may all your T-shirts burn. See, I respect Landry more for that, because why would you, if you rooted for a team from the age of like 7 or 8, why would it change at the age of 18?
How about the age of 7 minutes? I mean, my parents met at the University of Texas. When they got divorced, I took road trips there with my father. It's not like I saw Vince Young score a touchdown and then went to Champ Sports and got me a hat or something.
Yeah, this is a diehard fan you're talking to here. To Chris Hogan. To Mike in Ohio for being 3 hours away from Texans training camp and not going.
Oh yeah, but it's a harrowing 3 hours.
A bit harrowing.
There are no straight roads in West Virginia. Everything's got a switchback on it at some point. It's crazy driving around here.
To Mike for unplugging a national radio show. Thank you to 763 guy. He has been listening for quite a while this morning. The dumbest thing I've done on this trip to West Virginia is I unplugged the TuneIn radio broadcast. They had Cordell Stewart and Brian Weber, and John Harris was actually on the air at the time with them. I was unplugging our equipment, and I unplugged one plug too many and looked around and thought, oh, God, what have I done?
Oh, this is a good one. To Doug Martin for being the NFL equivalent of Richard Hidalgo.
You know
Wait,
what?
Hidalgo. No, it's Hidalgo.
Hidalgo.
Right?
That is a really good. I usually have major issues with analogies on the text line. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Like, Hidalgo has some seasons where you're like, this dude is a total stud.
Yeah.
Like 144 RBIs.
When
those
was
kind
he,
of
when
seasons.
Was here, like 2005 with the Astros?
Yeah, in that general era.
But he was a big dude, too.
Absolutely.
I met him in person. Man, that was a big baseball player. To Dodgers and Cowboys fans talking mess on the Astros Twitter page. Well, they've got nothing better. Like, they've got nothing else in their lives. Like, the vast majority of Cowboys fans that are online, at least, are, like, that's their whole thing. You know that one guy on Facebook? There's a Cowboys fan that I swear spends 3 hours a day on the Sports Radio 610 Facebook. And it, like, that's his life's obsession.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. That albino-looking dude. He's like an albino gangsta.
The albino-looking
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I overshot it a little bit. Hidalgo's best season was 122 RBIs driven in. But I knew it was some kind of, like, even number combination. To Megatron for not listing the Texans as an option. I don't think he really wants to come back and play. He's been... I mean, Calvin Johnson was kind of he was still very productive, but he was kind of at that point where he was like missing practice all the time and he'd be questionable basically for every single week.
To
it was one of those deals.
Having to sit in a square room all day and then in parentheses, office. It's better than an Oval Office, I'll tell you that much.
Fair.
It's not all that pleasant a place to be right this moment.
To all the people who are excited about this 8-8 team. Here's the thing, though. There are actual reasons to be excitement, mainly two. One, they could have a very good defense. And number two, they have an exciting young quarterback.
And the other thing is, to 8-8 with a rookie quarterback is almost by definition exciting for a lot of people.
Yes.
Because the rookie quarterback, going 8-8 with a rookie quarterback surpasses a lot of other great quarterbacks who had miserable rookie seasons, whether it be Troy Aikman or Peyton Manning or anybody else. So I will allow it. I will allow the excitement.
To the Texas Heat, which we are returning to today. How excited are you for that, returning to the Heat?
I'm totally excited about it. I can barely get a sweat going when I run around here. I know I'm going to be able to cleanse my kidneys by sweating 8 pounds of water weight on a 20-minute run when I get home tonight.
We're in a location today where you set the temperature like pretty low this morning.
Are you doing all right?
I'm doing fine. I was wondering, like, what's the temperature at your house?
We keep it actually pretty warm.
That's what I was confused by.
Yeah, I would prefer to keep it at... I would prefer to keep it at like 67, but stuff happens. When you keep it that cold, like it actually, I've noticed things go haywire more quickly.
Okay.
Like condensation,
yeah.
The AC malfunctions and everything. So we, just for convenience sake, we keep it at like 72 or 73 now.
To my boss's boss for being a bigger micromanager than my actual boss. Micromanaging is an annoying thing. I would agree with that.
Sometimes things need micromanaging, though.
And one more, to wrestling fans who don't think Ric Flair is the GOAT. And we wish Ric Flair the best.
Who are considered wrestling fans? Let me know this. Text in or tweet me. Who are, like, the three greatest pro wrestlers of all time? Everybody else, spare me the whole, I know it's scripted, all that stuff. But in terms of, like,
within
wrestling
that.
I have no clue. I don't have a clue in the world, like, who most people – is there any consensus among, like, who the top few wrestlers of all time is?
Text in 713-572-4610. Melts down at 9:30. We are in West Virginia, brought to you by Miller Lite. We had a chance to catch up with Whitney Merciless. What is the most interesting thing about facing Tom Brady in practice? We asked him that question and more. Mike and Seth, Mad Radio.